Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
It's the Round Ball Rock Podcast, starring Dave Schilling, Bingo Smith, Bud Ogden, Joey Devine, Mike Grosso, Willie Wise, Elnardo Webster, Sean Keen, Luther Rackley, Patreons, Rudy, thank you Rudy, Dante Popoliski, thank you Dante, Ben Holt, thank you Ben, musical guest, Men Without Hats, and now the temporary host of Round Ball Rock, Joey Devine.
Hi, it's me, Joey Devine, your temporary host of the Round Ball Rock podcast, and we are back with a brand new episode. I'm here, as always, with Sean Keen. Sean, how are you?
I'm good. Doing all right.
Doing all right? Doing okay?
Getting good grades.
Oh, sick, dude.
Future's so bright, baby.
Do you have to wear shades?
I gotta wear shades. I have to. I'm legally required to wear shades.
That's a blindness factor though, right?
Yeah, it's true.
Not true. Because of how bright your future
is.
No,
it's a traffic court judge. Yeah.
Before we get started on the show, just some business off the top. Listen to us on the Fast Break Breakfast podcast that goes up this week, I believe. Both Sean and I were on with our very good friend Keith. Also, follow us on Twitter at RoundRockPod. Email us at roundrockpod@gmail.com. Give us 5-star reviews on iTunes or Chartable.com or wherever you like to review things. Yelp, we'll take one on Yelp probably. Pinterest,
yeah,
put
totally.
Us on your vision boards. But only 5-star reviews. It's weird that iTunes only lets you give 5 stars, but I don't know, man. It does. It's a real. Everyone
we've
gets
to them a lot.
I've demanded show me the 1-star reviews, and they're like, we only give 5s. We live in an everyone gets a trophy society, and we're all triggered snowflakes. And that's one way to support the show. Another way to support the show is, of course, with your wallet, and you can do that at patreon.com/roundrockpod. A lot of great stuff. Brooke and Robin this weekend reviewed everything. They're doing an entire series reviewing everything on Disney Plus.
Uh-huh.
They got from 1991 to 1999 this week.
It only took them 2 hours, I think.
They're going to take a break this weekend. It's 3 hours. It's definitely 3 hours. they're going to take a break this weekend for a normal Patreon episode, but they'll continue doing that later this month. While we're talking about five-star reviews on iTunes, by the way, Sean. But yeah, once again, that's available at RoundRockPod at, I almost said the email, at patreon.com/RoundRockPod. But while we're talking about five-star reviews, Sean, we got a couple this week I wanted to
read. Hell yeah.
Our friend Do Nots, our friend Forrest Walker, America's favorite saddest Rockets fan, posted 5 stars, finish it. Finish your sacred duty and usurp Tillman Fertitta. Your work cannot end until you have done this. Which is true. We are not allowed to end the podcast until we have chased Tillman Fertitta, not just out of the Houston Rockets ownership, but off this mortal coil.
Yeah, he definitely needs to sell his interest in the Bubblegum Shrimp Company before we can even think about it.
Yeah, 100%. And then our friend Beeps said, top 10 b-ball podcast in Bolivia, quote, though unclear if their popularity comes from the fascists or the Larry Sandersistas, when I look at Joey and Sean as I listen to the podcast, which may be confusing to robots, I think they look like guys who like a frolicking adventure. So great, thank you guys for the 5-star reviews, thank you for donating to our Patreons, and thank you for being patient about us not having a hard update schedule the last month. we are a random surprise in your podcast, in your podcatching. I don't know what that's called. Anyway, yeah. Let's get to the mail, right?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
This is Round Ball Rock Reader Mail. Communications from listeners. Why do we call it reader mail? It is confusing for robots.
All right, Sean. Our first piece of mail comes from our friend Mike Burchett. He asks, we never hear much from the robot. What does the robot think about all the controversy around James Harden?
Wow.
We can't really answer this, can we?
I mean, we have to go.
All right, let's go to the robot.
Get this answer.
All right, round ball with the fuckers. Shut up and listen to me, the robot. On the one hand, James Harden plays the game the right way. Basketball is all about how the number 3 is more than the number 2. Which admittedly was a difficult concept for me to grasp initially because I see the world in ones and zeros. On the other hand, his trickery and extreme sexual energy is confusing for robots. What is love? What is flopping? It is all the same to me, a robot. That all being said, Daryl Morey, audit this. You can't see it, but I am projecting a middle finger on my LED screen. That is but a joke. Daryl, my man, go on round ball. We can talk about math, and my favorite Broadway song, The Ladies Who Lunch from Company, by Stephen Sondheim. That is all. Back to you. You irrational meatbags.
Alright, Sean, this one's gonna be a big one.
Yeah.
Our friend Sean Woodley, host of the Locked on Raptors podcast, asked, and who has asked so many good questions in the last few weeks. He's really coming for our man Dave Jordan, aka Shot Daddy, aka Dunn Nelson's throne as best questioner, which come on, Dave, don't let Sean take your throne.
Also, we should remind people that Sean Woodley did famously drink an entire pitcher of beer from the pitcher, celebrating the Raptors championship. Yeah. So,
but Sean asks, hey guys, I'm sorry for making you do work for this question, which if you're going to make us do work, please apologize just like that. Thank you very much. Yeah. But if you could make a starting five out of players whose last name starts with each letter of the alphabet, which letters team would fuck the most?
Okay. Okay, I'm just limiting the scope right now
to current. It's got to be
current players. It's too much historically. Joey, I think we should go to the NBA.com player page.
Okay.
And NBA.com/players, and just trade off letters.
Okay.
And we'll each announce our teams.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll go first.
You're taking A? All right.
I'll take A. So my squad.
I already know who's going to win, but we'll get there.
I think we've got an idea too. So for me, the A team, I'm going to say Giannis, Carmelo Anthony, little spare here, Jared Allen, Bam Adebayo, and Steven Adams. That's my squad for the A's.
And Steven Adams, huh? I think you're missing a strong A here, Sean. Two, actually. First off, you're not going to take Giannis? Oh, you did say Giannis first. Sorry. You're not taking Ryan Arcidiacono?
Just clean it up. Like, I can see him just hanging out at, like...
He hangs out in the kind of bars that, like, Gone Baby Gone happens in, only in Chicago. And he fucks, dude. You know what I mean?
I think he's got, like, a real Pat Burrell kind of attitude, too, where it's like, are you in your early 40s? Are you recently divorced? Do you want to make love to the second or third string point guard for the Chicago Bulls?
Yeah.
Well, you are in luck. You're about to get arched.
He looks sort of like if you mixed both of the Wire brothers together.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? From season two.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. For the Bs, I'm taking JJ Barea.
Oh, hell yeah.
I mean,
two
you miss universes. So yeah. It's a shocker, I know, but.
Look, the numbers don't lie.
Normally, I would have taken Bradley Beal here. But he went as the Jared Leto Joker for Halloween,
which means so he's part incel.
There's no way. There's a lot of B's here. All right, I'm taking Malcolm Brogdon.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Well, he's like a TA. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's the kind of, he's like. He probably has, like, office hours for his ladies, right?
I'm taking Jaylen Brown, even though that video of him dancing in that parking lot is both attractive and the nerdiest thing I've ever seen in the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's three. Oh, I'm taking Devin Booker. That dude will fuck anything.
He's a monster.
And I think with my last pick... I am taking Marvin Bagley III.
Oh, the only guy I would say I think you're leaving out is Jimmy Butler.
I get it. I get why you'd think that. But when in the Mark Wahlberg schedule is there time to get down? You know what I mean? We've read Wahlberg schedule.
Right, but aren't there, like, three showers incorporated in that?
There are three showers, yeah.
So that I think, might be some code. Yeah, but does he just roll from a booty call right into the gym at 3 a.m.?
I'm dropping Brogdon for... You've convinced me. I'm dropping Brogdon for Butler. I think that's a low fuck letter, though. If I'm being,
it's not great, and you know we're about to hit an even lower one,
okay.
Joey.
Uh huh.
So we got the C's. It seems a little sparse here, I gotta say. So I'm gonna take John Collins.
Okay.
Pat Connaughton.
Okay. See, I
Pat Connaughton, like, unleashed in Milwaukee. Seems like just, like, a force.
I just think, though, Notre Dame,
But he's like the dirt bag of baseball, right, with the glamour of basketball. And he's got that record setting vertical leap that, okay, no one disputes.
Except for Nate Duncan.
This is actually going to make Nate Duncan madder than Slammed Up, me saying that. Okay, so I have three more spots here. Jesus Christ. I'm going to take Tyson Chandler.
Okay.
For career value. I feel like with that beard and the shaved head, it's pretty, okay, incredible. And just for like, I feel like a guy who very much in that like Devin Booker mode, Kentavious Caldwell Pope.
Mm.
I feel like he just will do it wherever. And then my fifth pick, possibly the MVP of this letter, Bruno Caboclo. He's
from Brazil.
The DJ. He's from Brazil. Say no more.
Here's a couple missing, I feel like, you, okay, didn't take in the C's. Okay. You took Tyson Chandler for his career, but not Vince Carter.
Yeah, I just feel like he's more of a family man, but maybe I'm...
I feel like Vince Carter's career numbers are higher, though, if you're taking, like, a, you know, young man in Toronto.
Yeah, you know what? And then
he was one of the most famous people in the world.
bump KCP off.
But yeah, for now, I think for sure Tyson Chandler fucks way more than him.
Yeah.
I would argue for, there was somebody I saw where I was like, interested in leaving him off. Oh, you don't think Alex Caruso fucks, dude?
No, I don't.
But he looks like that. Of course he doesn't. All right. all right. The D's.
Not a great letter. Yeah. Which of these D's are given the D? Boy, there are not a lot of E's, by the way.
Okay. I was thinking, normally, I would have for sure put Spencer Dinwiddie on this. But I don't think a guy who's like fighting for Bitcoin fucks. So he's off now. Even though his energy is extreme fuck. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Like tremendous fuck energy. Yeah, from, yeah, that guy.
Okay, Goran Dragic's number one.
Oh, hell, absolutely. Jesus.
I think Troy Daniels fucks.
You know what? That's Troy a great Daniels answer.
Well, these D's are weird. It's weird people. Like, Deli does not fuck. You know what I mean?
Hey, it's too intense.
Anthony Davis, I don't think fucks. You know what I mean? But right, based on this list, he might. Yeah. Based on who else is on this list. DeMar DeRozan, does he fuck?
Yeah, I think he really fucks.
Okay,
Joe,
we'll take DeMar. I'm going to take Luka now, too, I think, even though, yeah, he seems a little young. And that outfit, like, man.
They start younger in Europe, too.
KD does not fuck, man.
No.
Somebody on Twitter that much, just, you don't fuck. You know what? It's a weird choice.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm taking Ed Davis.
Oh, I like that. Like, kind of a real dark horse, but also has played in some, like, fuck cities,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah,
like, it's like, hasn't he been in L.A., Portland, Brooklyn?
Now he's in Utah.
Yeah, that's that might be what's really destroying the team right now. Ed Davis just is untapped. Sexual energy.
Ed Davis can't fuck. Yeah. All right, your E's, Sean.
All right, so there's
one guy on this, two guys on this list who definitely fuck, though, in your E's.
All right, so Joel Embiid.
Mm-hmm, 100%.
I'm going to say Dante Exum. He's Australian. He's had a lot of time to rehab.
That's the second guy I thought, yeah.
I've seen an Australian in Salt Lake City, and it definitely, I would say it's like a panty dropping accent, but it's probably like weird spiritual underwear dropping.
Mm-hmm.
I think Wayne Ellington, I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Probably would not make it for another letter, but you know,
There are two people I'm absolutely not going to choose on this list. So James Ennis III, he's also on the list.
I think Carson Edwards fucks, dude.
He's going to be the last person on this
list. Okay, all right. I thought you were him off.
No. So right now it's Embiid, Ennis, Exum,
Edwards.
Ellington, Carson Edwards.
Yeah.
I'm leaving off Henry Ellenson.
And Jacob Evans. I'm leaving off
and Jacob Evans and Drew Eubanks.
All right.
Jacob Evans is waiting until marriage.
The F's automatically Bruno Fernando fucks. His name is Bruno Fernando. That dude just fucks.
Yeah, like that's all his dating profile. It's, my name is Bruno Fernando.
Mm-hmm.
Get in line.
De'Aaron Fox fucks for sure.
Yeah.
Dorian Finney-Smith fucks for sure.
Yeah, dude.
Bryn Forbes fucks, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim Frazier fucks. Look, it's weird I left a French guy off who's having the best season of his life.
But you've seen
in Orlando,
hair.
But I've seen his hair. That's the problem. Evan Fournier just doesn't have the options to fuck right now. You know what I mean? And Markelle Fultz also, I don't think he's fucking right now, Sean. Derek Favors, but holograms cannot fuck.
No, it's true. They physically cannot. This is, the G's are a very strong letter.
Strong letter.
All right, so I'm going to get it. I'm just going to start off with, I'm picking two greens. I'm taking Draymond and Gerald.
Mm-hmm.
Both have tremendous sexual energy. I'm going to take Blake Griffin because, I mean, it's public knowledge. One of the, like, I think this is probably a guy who's probably on the all-NBA fuck team, mm-hmm. Danilo Gallinari.
Yeah, he's your MVP of the G's for sure.
Yeah, but I mean, this is a strong team. Like there's enough guys that I think I'm leaving Paul George out. another guy who's like publicly fucks a lot, like for sure. Mm-hmm. And I'm rounding out the team with Aaron Gordon. But I feel like I'm leaving a lot of people on the bench, Mark Gasol has a lot of good sexual energy. Taj Gibson, mm-hmm. definitely a guy who fucks a lot.
You know who does not fuck, though? Eric Gordon.
Yeah, not the round mamba doesn't do it. I do kind of feel like even...
SGA fucks, for sure.
Oh, for sure. And actually, I feel like Kyle Guy actually put up numbers at Virginia.
All right, your H's. Yeah, yeah.
Strong team, all right, though.
James Harden, obviously. MVP, yeah. I mean, might be MVP of Fucktown. Montrezl Harrell for sure fucks. Tyler Hero fucks.
Yeah, dude.
Mario Hezonja fucks. And, dude, these H's are good, dude. Who am I taking last in the H's? There's so many good choices.
No, it's a strong letter as well.
Udonis Haslam fucks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Only his dogs.
But yeah,
fuck.
A lot of good options there. Gary Harris does not fuck, but good player. Josh Hart does fuck. Jackson Hayes fucks.
Uh-huh.
Both Hernan Gomez's fuck. I mean, one of them got the kissing disease. How did I not take him?
Oh, my God. Wow.
George Hill does not fuck. Buddy Hield does fuck, though.
Only fucks in the state of Indiana.
Two of the three holidays fuck.
are you saying Justin? Nah.
No, I think Drew, nah. Drew's like... Drew used to, but Drew's like a very happily married man. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he took a sabbatical because his wife was sick. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's. Oh, wait, that's hold on. I left off number one fuck man. What am I doing? Al Horford fucks.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if we're going to beat the H's. I don't know who I'm bumping off. I'm bumping off Udonis Haslam.
Yeah. Boy,
I don't know if we're going to beat the H's. Dwight Howard does not fuck, though.
Well,
Kevin Herter does not fuck now, but might fuck later. You know what I mean?
That's why they got to get Kevin Love on that team. They got to.
Well, we'll talk about that later.
All right. Turn him into a mighty beast.
Another strong letter. A really strong letter, Sean, even though there's not that many people.
There's only eight of them, but oh, my God. I love the energy of this. Okay, so who am I leaving off? Okay, I think it's pretty clear who I'm leaving off with these eyes, Joey. I don't know if you agree with that.
Well, there's one person who for sure gets left off. There's another person I think you're going to leave off but be wrong. I mean, you're going to put on but be wrong. But all right, let's hear your list of eyes.
Okay, so Serge Ibaka, I think he's absolutely also all NBA.
100%.
Like, beautiful man, accomplished chef. dated Carrie Hilson for a long time. Definitely cheated on her. Had a child when he was like 14.
Let's be honest, he was 21. But okay, keep 21. Going.
I've seen those x-rays. Andre Iguodala, very Christian, but...
all right.
I mean, come on. Ersan Ilyasova, secretly 45 years old, but lost his virginity at like 9.
Literally look stole a man's identity. You've heard that story, right?
Yes. That there's no, that the guy's name is like Ansar Ilyasova. I feel like the combination of like all his G League and Summer League stuff and being again on Australian in Utah puts Jingles on this list.
Joe Ingles fucks for sure.
Joe Ingles definitely fucks for sure. And look, Jonathan Isaac does not fuck. I don't really have an opinion on Wes Iwundu, and I'm taking Kyrie Irving.
Okay,
over
good. Ingram, I don't think fucks, man.
No. Yeah. No, there's a bunch of very strong candidates here, and I think Kyrie's a pretty strong candidate too. Now this is going to be difficult for you. I didn't really think about this beforehand
because of how many J's there are in the league. All right.
I mean, there's some bad ones though. Right off the bat.
Right off the bat, I'm not seeing anybody I like here. I do think Josh Jackson fucks, but it's troubling.
Yeah, it's not.
So he's not.
None of it
the
is
list.
Good.
Wow. Here's a question. Does Nikola Jokic fuck, Sean?
God, he doesn't. I mean,
these J's are like, terrible. I'm going to have to take LeBron James, and I don't really think he fucks.
No, I think he. Yeah, it's weird, right? Like, I'm sure it happens.
I mean, he has children, so of course it happens.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
and I mean, I guess Rihanna wants to have sex with him, so that you just take him off the bat. You know what I mean?
I just feel like it must be like one of the most carefully orchestrated things, like NDAs and.
But it also just seems he's such a cornball now. It's like it's like having sex with a corporation who's also dad. You know what I mean? Right.
But I feel like 2007 LeBron probably like an all-time.
But LeBron now is like having sex with the Wendy's Twitter account.
Imagine him yelling Taco Tuesday.
Exactly. Like, come on, man. All right. I don't think Jaren Jackson Jr. fucks. I don't
Not yet.
Think Frank Jackson fucks. I think Reggie Jackson fucks, actually. I'm taking Reggie Jackson.
Too much, in fact. It's like it's like actually weakening his legs. Right.
I don't know anything about this guy, but his name is Alizé. He fucks. Alizé Johnson's on the team.
Yeah, you're right. His name's Alizé.
Stanley Johnson does not fuck. Tyler Johnson does not fuck. I guess I'm taking Jokic.
Yeah, I kind of like Tyler Johnson, but I get what you're saying.
He had no tooth for so long. You know what I mean? And a bowl cut. All right, Derek Jones Jr. fucks. Anyone who dunks like that fucks.
I think, exactly. His journey
Okay.
Entering the dunk contest when you're not even in the NBA yet.
Okay, DeAndre Jordan for sure fucks.
Definitely. Although now I think he, like, cuddles more.
Sure. But, okay, we're taking DeAndre for sure. Sorry, I'm talking. We're taking Alizé Johnson. We're taking Reggie Jackson. I'm at three. I guess I'm taking Jokic because I think he does well in the Balkans, but not that well in America.
That totally makes sense. Where they're like, you have the ideal body for our nation.
And Tyus Jones, does Corey Joseph fuck? He's really rich.
I think he does.
All right, we'll take Corey Joseph.
He's like every Canadian woman's fantasy.
I just don't get real sexual energy from that guy. All right, the K is Sean.
All right, I'm just going to start.
Yeah, go ahead. Start.
I'm going to start with the team captain, Kyle Kuzma.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely.
Boy, there are some difficult choices here. I'm taking Luke Kennard. I just feel like he...
No way.
He has... The problem is he's like... He inherited Kyle Singler's little black book.
No way.
Dude, look at the competition on this
I'm
number.
Telling you right now, Furkan Korkmaz fucks, dude.
I mean, I guess. It just seems like it'd be... Isn't Furkan Korkmaz a Muslim? I don't know if that's going to make a difference.
I don't think that matters. He's Turkish and he's... Come on, man. He's a gunner, a Turkish gunner.
Yeah, I guess. All right, he's on the team. But, Enes Kanter's not on the team, man.
No fucking way. You know who I mean, think
I guess
fucks?
He, like, fucks people over.
You know who I think fucks on this list, actually? Doesn't play in the NBA, but is on the list. I think John Conchar fucks.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like he... But it's like, in, like, a lot of non-obvious ways where people are like, well, this guy had, like, 5 threesomes his senior year? I wouldn't have thought so. And, like, yeah, I don't know if he counts, but, yeah. I also think Brandon Knight, went to Kentucky. He's played in a lot of, like, kind of fuck cities.
Here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
I think when DeAndre Jordan dunked on him like that, and then Kyrie Irving shook him a bunch. Remember all that? Those went pretty viral. It's pretty embarrassing. He died.
he's just like a really rich guy with a lot of free time.
I mean, there is a man on here named Maxi Kleber. He probably fucks.
Yeah, so what is my team right now?
I don't know.
Kuzma.
I mean, Korkmaz,
Knight, Kennard. I'm taking Frank Kaminsky as my final.
You know what? Korver used to fuck, but he's too religious.
He was always religious.
No, but
though.
He was also like, you know, he had that hair. He had that fuck hair in the early 2000s. You know,
yeah,
what
but
I mean?
it was in Philly. Like, it just the whole vibe is like. Like, I would more believe that Kyle Korver was, like, deeply in the closet than he was, like, a fuck machine. Okay, bad letter.
All right.
Not going to be the K's.
Well, I have a difficult letter here.
Uh-huh.
The L's. I'm going to say right off the bat, Zach LaVine fucks. Easily. Zach LaVine totally fucks. He's who I'm taking first. Here's a question about Kevin Love, Sean.
Yeah.
Kevin Love is technically a sex symbol, I guess, that they take a lot of, like, model photos of him. But does Kevin Love fuck?
I think I'm pretty much a yes on this one. Like, I get
you get
how,
my hesitance, though, right?
Well, the thing is, like, UCLA Kevin Love for sure, Minnesota Kevin Love all the time. I just feel like he's been fucking less the more LeBron
the more
like,
handsome
destroyed
he gets.
His id.
But also, it's the more handsome he gets.
It's weird, right? Because he's like, I kind of feel like he's as good looking as he's ever been right now.
He's at peak looks for sure.
Is he, like, filling the hole in his soul with that is the question.
I don't think
And I think,
so.
Yes. Mm. I think he's been traumatized enough that it's making him fuck more.
See, I don't think anyone Beach Boys related other than Dennis fucks, though.
I mean, I don't think it's, like, great, but I think I think he's, like, he's got to find that love somewhere.
Well, okay, I'm going to talk through it. He's on the bubble. Okay. All right. Courtney Lee fucks, for sure.
Yeah, man.
So I have Levine and Lee.
Uh-huh.
I have no idea if Kawhi Leonard fucks or not.
It's a mystery.
It's up in the air. So I guess he's another bubble guy.
I think yes, though, because I remember when he was like on Serge Ibaka's cooking show.
Oh, right.
And he wouldn't name a celebrity crush.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
okay.
Unfair, man. We could.
All right, Kawhi. We'll take Kawhi. I don't think Damian Lillard fucks. I know that's weird. Man. I love Dame. But not a lot of sexual energy from Dame.
That
you know
is
what I mean?
Definitely not the energy I get.
Any
from
rapper who refuses to swear does not fuck.
Yeah, man. That's a guy who refuses to eat ass.
Caris LeVert fucks for sure. I mean, went to Michigan, absolute fuck school, and his is related to Gerald LeVert. That dude fucks and is a professional basketball player. So I'm at four. All right, here's the question, Sean. Do I take Romeo Langford based on name alone Kevin Love?
I don't know anything about Romeo
Langford.
Okay,
does Kevin
Love
fuck more than Kyle Lowry?
You know what? I'm going to say no. I think Kyle.
It's like, but they're both
Kyle Lowry gets buckets.
Yeah, and he's kind of a dick. He used to be, like, kind of a dick. Yeah, let's take Kyle Lowry. All right.
Okay.
So, Caris LeVert, Kyle Lowry, Zach LaVine.
Yes.
There was some obvious one I can't find now where I was like, oh, that guy obviously fucks. It doesn't matter. Keep going. Kawhi.
Courtney Lee.
Yeah, and Courtney Lee. Kawhi and Courtney Lee. All right.
Okay. So the M's, this is quite a field. I mean,
I don't like
a lot
any of these, dude.
So I'm taking JaVale McGee.
Uh-huh. All right.
Boban, just because people want to climb that mountain, Joey.
Okay, all right.
Nicolo Melli. Like, I don't really know anything about that guy, but like... Oh, sharpshooting Italian 6'10 dude.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of here. I'm not taking Paul Millsap. Sorry.
You got to take, there's 2 point guards on this list you have to
take. Well, Patty Mills is the obvious one
that
here.
That is not
and then
the
Monty
obvious
Morris.
One, I thought. Yeah, Monty Morris.
And then Monty Morris.
No, Ja Morant, I was going to say, is the obvious one. Ja Morant fucks.
I mean, I'm sure he does. I just. He's a rookie. He went to Murray State.
Guy, like, super famous at a small school, though. That guy fucked so much in college.
I know. I just, Patty Mills has just really put up numbers, I think. Australian in San Antonio. He's got rings.
But he went, Monty Morris, for sure.
Also, imagine Patty Mills at St. Mary's College. I think Patty Mills is actually married to someone like from my hometown. I think he's married to the cousin of a kid I used to coach in swimming.
Well, that's weird. Yeah. All right. So is that your five?
You know what? Put Jaw on there. Get Patty Mills off there. I don't care. I want Jaw on this team.
I just think that mustache, the name Jaw, the way he dunks every time. Again, super famous at a very small school.
Right.
I think that guy fucks.
Yeah, I mean, I just think Patty Mills had that as well. But sure. But yeah, it's a more fun team if Jaw's on it.
I mean, Patty Mills never had that mustache, man. That's a fuck stash that Ja Morant has.
Yeah. And I bet Ja does it all, too.
All right. the ends. I'm taking Nene, number one. The ends are bad, Sean.
They're not great. They're not great.
Okay, if all else fails, just take a French guy. So I'm taking Frank Ntilikina.
Great.
He's French in New York, and he's rich. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm taking Yusuf Nurkic.
Yeah, dude, that haircut says...
But he just famously wore a t-shirt with his girlfriend's face on it, which is, like, not a guy who fucks move, you know what I mean?
No, it's just a smokescreen, though, man.
all right, I'm taking...
Classic misdirection.
All right, and then the ends get real bad here. I don't think Larry Nance fucks. I don't think Georges Niang fucks.
Larry Nance has, like, Crohn's disease. Yeah. I feel like that makes you not fuck that much.
I don't think Nerlens Noel fucks. He's too much of a bummer. And then I'm running out of ends here. Kendrick Nunn is not a good person.
He's not eligible. Not eligible.
So I guess I'm taking David Nwaba and Abdul Nader.
Yeah.
Because Shabazz Napier doesn't fuck.
He does not know.
All right, Sean, you're up with the O's.
All right, I'm leading off with the bar mitzvah man himself, Kylo Quinn.
Interesting.
Look, man, you got to see these O's.
Oh, I'm looking at the O's. There are two guys who for sure fuck.
Victor Oladipo and Kelly Oubre are definitely dudes who fuck a lot.
See, I'm not sold on Victor Oladipo.
No, for sure he does. He's like he's like the closest thing to Keith Sweat in the NBA right now. Jahlil Okafor is not my choice.
No.
My default is almost to take Elie Okobo just because he's French.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually think that Kelly Olynyk has done a lot of work, especially at Gonzaga.
I don't know, man. Like,
it's not like pleasant sexual energy, but it's like I feel like he's like had a lot of sex in vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
I need one more, I guess.
There's one that's staring at me in the face.
I think Semi Ojeleye gets it done because a dude that's that ripped.
Yes, but that's not who I was thinking here. I think Chetty Osmond fucks, dude.
I'm always like, I'm a little weird on, like, I just don't, don't trust I think you feel like Turkish people are lustier than I
no.
do.
With Chetty Osman, he's the only one who looked good in that LeBron suit. And he's like the only person in Cleveland now who's like attainable that has met LeBron James.
God, he has an unflattering picture on Wikipedia. I'll tell you that right now. Let's see. I want to learn some. Do we have any personal life stuff? No. Zoner. All right. I like him.
I just think generally, if all else fails, go foreign over American too.
Well, especially a guy who was like a professional basketball player at a pretty young age.
Yeah. Oubre is the king of the O's, though. That guy fucks the most.
Yeah, it's always like, yeah. I'm just wondering, like the controversial thing with Nurkic is, like, what does his religious background say?
I said Oubre, though, Sean, is who fucks the most.
Oh, absolutely. Out of the O's. He's the all-star of that team, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, boy. The P's. Jabari Parker does not fuck. Chandler Parsons, I guess I have to take, right?
Yeah, I mean...
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I feel like there's an ineligible player here, but...
All right. Yeah, there is an ineligible player here who I'm for sure staying away from.
Yeah.
I don't think Chris Paul fucks.
Not really. That energy goes elsewhere.
Mason Plumlee fucks the most out of the Plumleys, but he does not fuck enough to make this list.
Really? You think more than Miles? Miles is like a Burning Man guy.
That's true.
I think he's been to like circus orgies.
Yeah, you're right. Miles does fuck more than Mason. I think Bobby Portis fucks.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think any of the Porter Juniors fuck.
It just
Kevin,
doesn't...
Michael, or Otto.
Nope.
Boy, I don't like a lot of these names. I think Patrick Patterson probably fucks.
Yeah, dude.
So that's two now. I have two.
My God.
I don't think Jakob Poeltl fucks. So I guess I'll take both the Powells here, Norman and Dwight. The thing about the P's is, look, a lot of these people don't fuck, but Chandler Parsons fucks
so much.
He's maybe the most, he's like top five most fucks NBA player, to the point where it's troubling. Like, I worry he's like, there's underage stuff going on. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, he's casting a little too wide a net. It might involve, yeah, like, sex trafficking.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so I have...
He's not checking IDs.
No. So I have the two Powells. I guess I'll take Taurean Prince, even though I don't really think he fucks that much.
Yeah.
Chandler Parsons.
And then you got Bobby Portis?
And Bobby Portis, yeah. It's a bad... You'd think the P's would be stronger.
Yeah. All right. I got the R's. I'm going to start at the bottom alphabetically with D'Angelo Russell and Ricky Rubio. They both seem like really strong contenders, as does Terrence Ross.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Rajon Rondo, way too much of a clean freak. Derrick Rose, ineligible. Don't really have enough information about Duncan Robertson. Austin Rivers, absolutely not.
I think Mitchell Robinson fucks, though.
I do. Wait, who was the other person I was going to take? Mitchell Robinson's a good pick. I think Josh Richardson for sure.
Okay.
And like then it. I think I'm taking Randall over Robinson.
Okay. I like it.
That energy he has just feels very carnal to me.
All right. The S's.
Ooh, this is a strong one. maybe not. I thought that, and now I'm looking and I'm like, maybe not.
Okay, right off the bat, Marcus Smart fucks. For sure. Dennis Smith Jr. fucks.
Yeah, like it's I bet it's a problem.
I
don't mean in a legal sense. Just
right. Thabo fucks. Thabo Sefolosha fucks.
Wow.
For sure.
Yeah, he does.
Colin Sexton thinks he fucks, but he does not fuck.
He really doesn't.
So I need two. There are some tough ones here. I'm going to take Ben Simmons. I think Ben Simmons fucks.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it pains me to leave Pascal Siakam off this list, but I think I'm going to.
That's not exactly the energy I get from him.
And I'm going to say Mike Scott fucks.
Oh, absolutely. That's
and it was pick. Dario Saric was a hard cut, I'm going to say.
Yeah, I mean, he has definite, like, Gallinari vibes, but I don't
He's
find
not
him
as handsome.
Handsome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, the problem. All right, the T's. Some, like, I think there's some standouts here in P.J. Tucker and Klay Thompson. I think Isaiah Thomas really fucks.
And like, not the old one.
No.
The current one.
But, like... But he just seems like he has such a good personality. He's like non-threatening, but he just like a lot of energy, you know, probably has some like crazy unexpected moves. Now, I gotta say there are two tough ones on this one. Tristan Thompson,
he fucks, dude.
Is like,
he cheated on a Kardashian, yeah, it's famously. You gotta take him.
Yeah. And I think I'm still taking Karl Anthony Towns.
Ooh, interesting. Because Lizzo was so into him.
I mean, look, he's not good at defense, obviously, uh-huh. But I feel like he has a lot of range.
See, I think there's a guy on here you definitely left off. Who for I think Alonzo Trier fucks.
I think so too. He just has been bumming me out so much as a basketball player.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, the V's are rough. There's
you
only,
have, you have seven
only
choices.
Six people.
I have. Oh, it is only six. So,
so it's more who am I leaving off?
Yeah.
And I'm leaving off Jared Vanderbilt.
I would have maybe left off Denzel Valentine, but I honestly don't really even know anything about Jared Vanderbilt. So,
Jared Vanderbilt was an injured rookie on the Denver Nuggets last year.
Yeah,
he was last year's Michael Porter Jr. or 2 years ago's Michael Porter Jr. Sorry about that. 2 years ago's Michael Porter Jr. So, you know, 3 years ago's Bol Bol. all right. So who I'm taking then, because I'm leaving Jared Vanderbilt off, Jonas Valanciunas.
Good pick.
Yeah. Denzel Valentine.
I mean, look, he fifth place in a group of six. Yeah.
Fred VanVleet for sure fucks.
Absolutely.
Noah Vonleh. I don't know about that. And Nikola Vucevic, the greatest Orlando Magic player of all time.
Yeah, dude, absolutely fucks. The W's are so far packed. I'm going to have to make some tough cuts here, to be honest. Lou Williams, possibly the MVP of this whole thing.
This is who I'm pretty sure was going to win.
So you got Lou Williams. Mm-hmm. There's some – kind of make a couple decisions here, but – I just feel like Dion Waiters is very strong.
Mm-hmm.
Kemba Walker is pretty strong.
Mm-hmm.
John Wall is very strong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure who my fifth person is. Like, I don't quite get that energy from Russell Westbrook.
Russ like, is like a married man. He's like very famously married.
And it's like he drove Kevin Durant out of town.
Right.
Because of his commitment to a single woman. And Durant's never forgiven him for that. There's just a lot of, like, interesting choices here.
Here's
like,
the thing, though. I think Zion fucks, dude.
Oh, you got to pick him. Because I was looking around. I think I just didn't look as hard because it was close to Lou Williams. I feel like Justice Winslow was also a strong contender. Kobe White has a lot of potential for the future, as does PJ Washington. And I also think that TJ Warren probably fucks a lot. Oh, another guy with potential, Lonnie Walker IV. But you got to pick Zion.
Mm-hmm. All right. The Y's, there's only two of them, but they both fuck, I think.
They both fuck? Yeah.
Yeah. Trae Young and Thaddeus Young both do well, I think, here in this.
So I think our strongest letters.
It's the W. It's W. W and H.
W and H and G, I think, has the bronze medal.
Yeah, but W, I think, Lou Williams just is number one.
I think Lou Williams just, he's like Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah.
I mean, like, literally, like, Wilt Chamberlain both as a basketball player and as a lover.
Uh-huh, yeah, exactly. all right.
Thank you, Sean Woodley.
Thank you,
please.
Sean Woodley. You just
possibly
gave us an entire episode.
Thanks, dude.
Should we talk about
Do you think this is going to get the explicit tag, Joey?
I mean, they all get the explicit tag, Sean. Explicit them all. We'll get to No Friendo's question next episode. Let's go to the news.
This is Round Ball Rock News. Basketball news. For humans and robots. Trust the process.
All right, Sean. Interesting week for the Cleveland Cavaliers. First off, it came out that the veterans all hate Coach Beilein because he's Jim Beilein, because he's a very old man with his first NBA coaching job.
Yeah, because Dan Gilbert's obsessed with the state of Michigan. Is that the reason? Yeah. 67-year-old man who runs a really weird college defense, at least. I'm not really sure how weird Michigan's offense is, but extremely specific, weird, like, college-ass stuff. So they were upset because of the name of plays, the language he was using. That was part of
it, but also just the fact that he was yelling at them all the time. He's like a college coach coaching adult men, you know what I mean?
I definitely think that he has mentioned Kevin Pitsnoggle and someone took it as a slur.
Well, I'll tell you who it was. It was Kevin Love, because a day after that happened, they very publicly announced they're trying to trade Kevin Love.
Which is unlike them secretly trying to trade Kevin Love for the last 4 years.
So, Sean, my question for you is, who should trade for Kevin Love?
You know, I actually wrote a column about it this week, but everyone's talking about Portland because Kevin Love's from Oregon, and I think he mentioned
kind of. Well, apparently he did say Portland is his number one choice.
Yeah, I mean, he grew up, I didn't realize how close he grew up to Portland. He grew up like 10 minutes away from
Lake Oswego.
Yeah, which I thought was, because of the name, I'm like, well, that's got to be a little remote. It's not. It's not. It's right by Portland. But the team that I really think should trade for him, and I think this is what you think too, Joey, the Hawks.
Yeah, I think the Atlanta Hawks should trade for him, which seems counterintuitive because they're like one of the worst teams in the league. But it also ties into something that happened this week where right. Trae Young had kind of a tantrum in the locker room and was really upset. Because he has no help. And the Atlanta Hawks at this point have reached a point where they have too many assets already. They have
they were like selling second round picks at the draft this year.
And yeah, you can get Love for cheap enough. Like,
right, you're just committing to his salary.
Right.
And you have to give up, like, a protected first-round pick.
Yeah, like, or, like, Cam Reddish or whatever. Not even one. Yeah.
Atlanta can just give Cleveland their Kyle Korver pick back.
Right.
But, yeah, you look at the team and it's like, regardless of what you think of the potential of these players, they've got, like, 4 first-round picks from the last 2 years, mm-hmm. plus... You know, John Collins is only 22. You have Trae Young, you have Herter, you've got Hunter, you've got Reddish. And you have a bunch of cap space in a summer where there's no free agents.
Mm-hmm. And so all it would cost them is like the Evan Turner contract and something else to make like the money match.
Yeah, I mean,
Alex Len or whatever.
And or then, Alan Crabb or... Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they've been, like, harvesting. I mean, they intentionally did like, absolutely nothing.
But, yeah, and I think Love can, A, help now, but also I think he and Collins are sort of okay enough where they can play together. Like, you know, they're not going to play. They're not going to be good at defense anyway because Trae Young is there. Like, you might as well just try and outscore everybody. But my question...
Yeah, I mean, you...
Okay, that's the basketball answer. My real question, though, Sean, is where will Kevin Love be the happiest? Does it exist? Because he seems unhappy everywhere.
I mean, I don't think it's going to be Los Angeles, and I actually don't think it's going to be Portland. It doesn't seem like... coming home is the right move. Now maybe he grows the beard out, like I see the appeal of him going to the Blazers, I really do, but honestly I know it doesn't work, and there's not really any way to make it happen, but I wish he could play for the Orlando Magic.
I also was thinking the Orlando Magic,
like they can correct any of his defense. They have no one except Fournier who can shoot threes. It seems like a relaxing place for him. Like, Kevin Love seems, he doesn't really play like this, but he sort of seems like his soul has aged a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so why not go to a place where there's like actual old people everywhere?
I have another answer.
He can go to Disney World and like cry and, you know, be a single rider. Yeah.
I have another answer too that I think is counterintuitive. Because the basketball is such a nightmare.
Uh-huh.
I think Kevin Love would enjoy playing for the New York Knicks.
Oh, yeah, that's like, yeah, because
he likes to talk to the media. He'd get to do a ton of commercials. He'd get to shoot as much as he wanted. Like,
what are they clearing space for? Like, get him, trade some of your other guys, and like, at least you're watching Kevin Love.
Right,
and not,
exactly.
Like, yeah, and I don't know. He could be like David Lee. I don't know. Like, that's a good fit. The other team that's intriguing to me is the Timberwolves.
Yeah.
Just because their offense is so bad outside of Towns. What's that?
For the Teague contract?
The Teague contract, or there's a couple other ways they could do it, but yeah, it would just be like, yeah, the Teague contract is the key. Maybe you could even get them to take the Jeng contract if you lower the protection on the pick or something. I mean, I think there's going to be a bunch of suitors, which is going to make the price be like expiring contracts and at least a protected first. Or, like, a guy you drafted last year, you know?
All right, Sean, is there anything else you really want to talk about this week?
I mean, we talked about people fucking a lot. Yeah. Let me look at our, like, there just wasn't really that much news.
Do you want to talk about Melo real quick?
Let's talk about Melo, because I feel like I do want to mention... Let's mention the Victor Oladipo thing very briefly. All
right, you go ahead and do that.
So the thingamajig was eliminated in the semifinals of the Masked Singer. Shocking everyone, it was Indiana Pacers guard Victor Oladipo, who is now finally allowed to return to the NBA and play again.
Hey,
Masked Singer commitments.
Remember when there was like a Twitter spat between writers about copying that article?
Yeah, because somebody from SB Nation watched like one episode and had heard Victor Oladipo speak before and is like, oh, it's Victor Oladipo.
Yeah, but then an athletic guy went deep on it and they were like accusing each other of stealing ideas. And it was just like,
yeah,
come on, guys. That. Who cares? The Masked Singer. Either way, our war between SB Nation and The Athletic is finally over. So praise the Fox Network.
He tied with Seal in the semifinals. They were both eliminated at the same time. Joey, how do you think Seal comforted himself after this?
He ate two loaves of gluten-free bread.
One at a slice at a time.
Yeah, one slice at a time with nothing on it, of course.
Yeah.
All right, let's get out of here, Sean.
We don't need to. Yeah.
Sean, did you write a song?
I did write a song.
What's it? What's it called this week?
Hold on, let me pull up the title. What, my mind is gone, Joey. I've just been thinking about the Masked Singer so much. The song is called. Hold on, where is this? Oh, it's called Berea.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Strong contender in the fuck category.
Yeah. they'd probably win. The Bees might win the mid-season tournament.
H and W are like in a whole nother league, right, though.
I'm just saying they're not going to care about December fucking. You know what I mean? Actually, they do. That's what makes them great.
As for me, you can always follow me on Twitter at Frankie Muniz, where December 4th, I tweeted, I'm officially allergic to allergies.
Yeah, but I'm still shocked he's alive. Like, I...
trust the process.
Trust the process.
And, shut it down. Let's call this the definitive podcast on which NBA player fucks, hosted by two straight men. All right, bye.
Like to tell you about my point guard. You know, he comes off the bench. Stands about 5'10". From his head to his shoes. You know, he comes off the bench here. At about the 8-minute mark. He shoots the ball so good, Luca. He makes the shots all night. And his name is B-A-R-E-A.
Barea.
B-A-R-E-A.
Barea.
He's gonna shoot it all night.
Barea.
Shoots 59% from three.
Barea.
Married to different Miss Universes. Rick Carlisle's a big fan, and I think you gotta know the Dirk is. Comes a driving down the lane, and then he goes and shoots a floater. He's from the Caribbean. In 2011, he beat LeBron. Yeah, his hesitation dribbles tight. B-A-R-E-A.
Barea.
B-A-R-E-A.
Barea.
He'll always be the shot clock.
Barea.
Don't watch Mark Cuban's TikTok.
Barea.
C-C-C-C-C. Tom Bueno.
Barea.
Sure but mighty.
Barea.
Sixth man of the year. Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, the guitar stylings of Jalen Brunson.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.